Alrighty, here we go. Final hour, everybody. On a busy, busy, busy Thursday morning. And back to the phones in a few moments. First, though, we're going to talk to Maddie Seaholm. Maddie's the Vice President of Government Affairs for the Plastics Industry Association. We've talked to him multiple times in the past. Not recently, though, because it was a bit of doom and gloom the last time we spoke. But now the prospects look a lot better. Maddie, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Paul. I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
I'm slugging it out every day here in Albany, New York. How's that sound?
Hey, good deal.
You think so? I'm not so sure. In the past, not recently though. I'm not so sure. But listen, it's good to talk to you. Tell me a little bit about the state of plastic bags in New York this morning.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. It has been a while, but it kind of feels like Groundhog Day. We're kind of back to where we started. When this law was first written, we said, hey, it's written wrong. You guys are going to have to fix it. They tried to paper over it with some DEC regulations. Kind of the update here is there was a ruling by a judge in Albany saying those regulations are inconsistent with the law. He threw the regulations out. We're back to the place where the legislature's got to fix this plastic bag ban. You got retailers saying, what are we going to do? What's allowed? What's not allowed? Nobody can give the a good or right answer, and hey, we just need a fix.
What's next? What's coming next here? What's on the agenda? Help me out.
Well, so when the legislature comes back, assuming that they're going to come back to do some type of a budget fix, they're going to have to take a look at the plastic bag ban as they wrote it,
okay,
and decide whether or not they're going to fix it then. Kick it down the road, not sure. But what's a little bit disconcerting is the Department of Environmental Conservation saying, hey, we're thinking about issuing this 30-day notice to retailers that we're going to start enforcing it. And the law right now is simply unenforceable unless you don't want any bags to be offered at stores.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you think this argument's going to work this time? I'm hoping it does, because I got to tell you, I'm thrilled these plastic bags are back in the stores.
Well, that's really the issue. Is obviously when COVID-19 came, everybody was going to the grocery store. Everybody's shopping a lot. Unfortunately, restaurants are still not back up to speed, so people are eating at home, and it's resulting in a lot of shopping being done.
Yep.
And that means there's a shortage of bags across the board. So if you now say, if the state says, okay, we're going to get rid of all of these other types of bags, you're left with essentially paper or cotton. That's kind of what we're now looking at. And you're just not going to be able to get those.
Right.
Can you imagine right now going to the store, waiting in those lines without any bags to be used?
Well,
it's just unworkable, and that's why they got to fix it.
Matt, what are you thinking about here in Albany? I mean, obviously you've got a Democratic governor, a Democratic assembly, a Democratic Senate, and they all have voted yes on the elimination of them. You think you can flip them?
Well, so that's the thing, is this always comes down to the details. It's not necessarily an all or nothing type of a piece of legislation. You have an ability to pass something that works. We said from the start, you've got a roadmap, mm-hmm, in places like Suffolk County to follow. They have passed bans on single-use plastic bags without disrupting the entire marketplace, with allowing retailers to still have something to use.
Yep, yep.
And they just didn't take that roadmap. They tried to blaze their own trail, and I think they're lost in the woods.
Okay. As it stands right now, where are we? Is everything on hold? Is there an effective date that the plastic has to go away again? Where are we this morning?
Everything is on hold until the Department of Environmental Conservation issues their 30-day notice. We heard yesterday from retailers that they're checking the DEC's website every single day to find out, are they going to try to impose something in 30 days? Because they just can't do it. They can't get the bags necessary, and they're not going to be able to comply with the law. And if they do, again, you simply won't have bags. So what really needs to happen is the legislature needs to fix this. The state needs to hold off on enforcement, figure something out, and probably kick it down the road, because retailers are already pushed to the limit with all of the COVID-19 related activities that they're engaged in.
Okay.
This is just not the right time to do this.
All right. So you're feeling good then. You're thinking, okay, we could delay here a little bit. Maybe because the truth is, if you delay this enough, Matt, it's going to go away. They're not. They went through enough the first time with this. They probably don't want to go through it again, right?
Well, I'll tell you, I'd love to say I'm an optimist. I'm really not. But in this case, I still have to hold out hope that they're going to do the right thing. They're going to fix the law because it's just going to be chaos if you don't. And that's where the hope comes from. They don't have a clear path to a solution without a fix.
Okay.
And that's where they're going to just have to come back and do it.
Okay. Matt, does it help you at all that people pretty much lost the plastic bag and then got it back, and everybody seems kind of happy about it?
Oh, there's no doubt that, from a single-use perspective, when everything became about, sanitary environments and hygiene, there was value in having things that could be, guaranteed to be safe and sanitary and not have to talk about reusable things that aren't being sanitized.
Right.
There's no doubt that that became a big part of the discussion. And it really came down to the retailers, the grocery stores, the small businesses saying, we don't want our workers having to handle stuff that we don't know where it came from.
Right.
So it really was about worker safety more than anything else. And that did become a big part of the discussion the last few months.
Matt C. Holm is the Vice President of Government Affairs for the Plastics Industry Association. Now, tell me, what's the feedback like? Do you guys get any feedback on the idea that people have this in New York right now? What do you hear from people? What do your representatives in New York tell you they hear from people at all, if anything?
Well, I would have to say the loudest voices are still the groups that have a dedicated resource stream to fight the plastic bags, which is truly amazing at this point when all of the science says now is not the right time to do this. But besides that, you still have shoppers that are just frustrated. You've got retailers in particular who are saying, you're increasing our costs. We're not able to recoup those costs. You know, we've got all of these other related expenses with COVID and other things. Hey, this is just not the right time to be doing this stuff.
Okay.
And I think that's what you're really hearing across the board.
Okay, tell me about the people in the plastics industry. Are they want to get this thing? They want this thing turned around, right? The people you represent.
Well, everything you always hear from the manufacturers are they're in the business of solving their customers' problems,
right?
And their customers are the retailers, and they're saying, hey, what we want to have bags to offer our customers. What can we use?
Yeah.
And they just want to be able to manufacture something that works. Unfortunately, the law is broken so much right now that they can't give a clear answer. The state can't give a clear answer. The retailers are just kind of shrugging their shoulders and say, we don't know what to do. That's really the goal here is let's just get some clarity. Let's make sure we've got products for the stores. And let's make sure they can be manufactured here in the United States.
It is really odd, though, isn't it, Matt? I mean, it's an odd time, but it's really odd that these were taken away and they're back again, right?
Yeah, it really kind of is remarkable to see the change in attitude of, okay, maybe banning these products wasn't the right thing to do.
Yeah.
And I think it was really for two reasons. Obviously, you had the discussion about the hygiene, the sanitary nature.
I know.
You also had the availability of bags. You just had a huge run on shopping. And if the stores, could you imagine how long those lines would have been if the stores only had reusable bags? That was the only way in which they could put your groceries into something.
No, not good.
I mean,
not good.
It wouldn't have worked.
I have to tell you, I found it pretty uncomfortable when I stopped in a supermarket and didn't have a bag of my own. Yeah, and now most supermarkets will then sell you a paper bag, which is on the board, which is borderline ridiculous. But whenever I would go into a store and that didn't have the plastic, to not have a bag of my own really made it uncomfortable for me. It's just a bad policy. It's just really, it's a bad idea. Those plastic bags turned out to be something that I think more people missed than were glad to see go away, Matt. I'm with you on this.
Well, I'll tell you, Paul, I mean, you're a free market guy. You understand how it works.
I do.
I mean, when you're talking about, paper bags being sold to you rather than just provided.
I know.
The reason is there's a shortage of them. The forced public policy of saying we're going to use paper. There's not enough manufacturing capacity in North America to be able to service even the New York marketplace, let alone all of these places trying to push this kind of legislation.
I know.
So
yeah,
it's just supply and demand. You've gotten to a place where those bags are getting so expensive, the stores just say, we got to charge for them.
I know there's some places up here that aren't even going to use the plastic bag anymore right now, and I'm not interested in going there if they're not. I'll tell you, that bag, I didn't realize how big the bag issue was to me until they weren't available. Until I had to start carrying a couple of paper bags out to the car instead of having those nice, handled plastic bags to carry. It's just a total inconvenience to me, total. And I hope it gets changed up here.
Yeah, I think you just described what oftentimes happens with public policy that is based more on just feeling good rather than, you know, sound science or good public policy.
That's what this is.
This is just where we end up.
Feel good. All right, bro. Listen, good to talk to you. Okay, stay in touch.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it.
You got it, buddy. Matt C. Holm is the Vice President of Governmental Affairs with the Plastics Industry Association in Washington. And he's been really good about giving us a little time along the way. I haven't talked to him in a while, but, you know, the plastic bags are back, right? And it's great having them back. And I want them to stay, and I hope that that they can somehow convince these these Democrats in Albany, oh, my God, that it's the right thing to do. All right, let's talk about the folks at Goldstein.